Faith, and welcome back to another episode of Redefined, where we take a phrase, a word, a concept, and we try to redefine it. Oh my god, sorry. Or we try to redefine it, or just sort of give a new context or my opinion on what I think something means versus what other people think it means. And today we're going to be talking about the phrase know-it-all, because I cannot stand this term. For me, at least, growing up, I was always called a know-it-all, and I don't think that I'm a know-it-all. I don't think I know it all. There's actually so much that I don't know, it's a little bit alarming. There's a lot of things that scare me and that I don't understand. I don't know how to change a tire. I'll figure it out, but I don't know how to change a tire. So I feel like that's just an inaccurate assessment of who I am as a person, because I don't know everything. Nobody knows everything. Some people think they know everything, but I don't know everything. So I wouldn't say that I'm a know-it-all. And I also don't think that, oh my goodness, I just don't think that that applies to me. I don't feel like anything I do is very know-it-all core or should give anyone that impression. But I do get really fascinated and intrigued by things and hyper-fixated on a lot of stuff. So sometimes I go really in-depth in research. And if you're wrong, I'm going to fact-check you. I know some people get really upset when you fact-check them. I remember very distinctly, I was in kindergarten, first grade maybe, and we were doing a lesson, and we had a substitute teacher, and she said that a trapezoid had a different amount of sides than it actually has. She also called it a trapeze, but I think that was more of a language barrier or misreading it than it being her not knowing what a trapezoid is. And she knew what a trapezoid was. She just described it incorrectly. I remember thinking about this and I was like, what? That's not right. So I raised my hand and I told her. It did not go over very well. She was really upset, and she, you know, called me back after class, and she said, you know, don't need to be a little know-it-all. It's really rude to say that and disrupt the lesson. I wouldn't say that I'm disrupting the lesson if I'm benefiting the class by giving us the correct information, because we're going to fail the test if this information is wrong. Obviously, it's not that serious. It's elementary school. That was the point in time where they still left the posters up that told you the answers on the walls before giving you the test. So it wasn't that big of a deal, but I still think I was still pretty worried about it, because I would like to know how many sides a trapezoid has. Actually, at this very moment, I don't know how many sides a trapezoid has. How many is it? Is it five? It's... Oh, that's embarrassing. It's four. But see, exactly, this is the kind of information that I needed to know when I was a kid. So I was really upset. I think she did tell us that it had five, and it actually only has four. Yeah. And so I was really confused. I didn't understand what the problem with being a quote-unquote know-it-all was, because I feel like I'm just trying to learn. And I was really enthusiastic about learning as a kid. I was never the kind of kid to go, I don't want to go to school. I actually begged to go to school constantly. I didn't really try to get out of school. Nowadays, honestly, I still am not as huge. I don't like being here too much, but I'm not the kind of person to try to fake my way out of going to school, especially because attendance is no joke. I'm not trying to be true in my senior year of high school. But yeah, I wouldn't consider myself to be a know-it-all, and I also don't think I know more than others. When I was growing up, where I went to school, a lot of kids didn't have the sort of, I'd say, the state standard curriculum reading level, the supposed level that they're supposed to be reading at, which words they can comprehend, how fast they can read, stuff like that. Mine tended to be my, I guess, stats. I had to sneeze. Oh my gosh. My stats tended to be higher than a lot of other, jeez, a lot of other kids in my class. So I think that a lot of people considered me to be a know-it-all, and I also was there was a lot of animosity towards me. This isn't to say, oh my gosh, everybody hated me. They couldn't stand me because I was smart, but it was more so because of how I carried myself and how I answered questions that I guess it could come off as being a know-it-all. There was a point in that elementary school sort of window that I did feel that I was smarter than a lot of people, and that is, I was a little bit in some ways elitist as a child, you know. I think that if I had grown up in a different community with better resources and more privilege, I might be a social Darwinist today, but I'm not, so that's good. But yeah, I really like to learn and know things. Even now, I'm still really intrigued by a lot of things, and I like to know things. I have this huge list of my favorite words in the English language. I call them words that spark joy. You know, Marie Kondo, does it spark joy? Throw it out. But these do spark joy, which is why I'm saving them. So there's a ton of words in here, like deluge, diminutive, futility, delineate. Oh my gosh, I love the word delineate. Antithesis, unearthed. That word really gets me. It's an amazing word, actually, because it's, you're uncovering something. You've just unearthed something in me. It's just such a powerful word. It has, it means something that has power to, like, uncover something, bring forth something really big and important, but it also just feels big and important. I love when words feel, they hold the same magnitude in the way that they're spelled and pronounced that they do in their definition, and I love that. Visceral, I love using the word visceral. And guttural, enrobed, arduous, abhorrent, vehemently. Oh my gosh, that word's good. Abscond, unequivocally, juxtapose, conflagration. Oh my gosh, I love that word. But I just really enjoy learning things and knowing these types of things. And I think a lot of people, I try to incorporate these into my vocabulary. And when people don't know what these words mean or I use them in a certain way, they sort of add that to the whole, oh, you're such a know-it-all. You think you're smarter than us, which is why you use such big words. No, I use big words because they're fun. They're fun to use. I don't do this to speak in code. I do this because these words are fun, and I wish people would use big words around me a lot more so that I could learn these new words and write them down and put them in my vocabulary. You know what I mean? So in a way, I'm not just trying to have fun, but I'm also trying to benefit you. You know what I mean? But a lot of people don't see it that way. Rivulets is also a really good word. Exalted, I got that word from that Clean Bandit song. No, Rather Be. I just exalted in the sea. Doesn't that just sound, that actually sounds like a slogan for something. You know what I mean? But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that a lot of people that you consider to be know-it-alls probably aren't know-it-alls. There are people who purposefully speak as though they're reading straight out of a thesaurus. I try to sort of sprinkle these into my vocabulary every once in a while, put them in a paper, you know what I mean? But I'm not going around going, I was exalted this morning. You know, they're just naturally in my vernacular and I use them correctly, but there's a lot of people who do that on purpose to make others feel stupid. I don't do what I do to make people feel stupid. I just genuinely am fascinated by things like that. And I think that when people say know-it-all, they sort of group these people into the same group. I'm just trying to be curious and have a good fun time and actually learn things. One of my favorite things about school is actually learning things. Part of the reason that I feel like I don't like school as much anymore and a lot of people can't stand school to begin with is they're not learning to learn and have cool information in their brain and study things that they like. They're learning so that they can pass, so that they can graduate, which makes things so much less fun. And it's really just for memory because there's a ton of stuff that I'll learn. It immediately falls out of my head because I'm not learning to learn it. I'm learning because I know it's going to be on my exam in 3 weeks. You know what I mean? So it's just not the same. I feel like if you think that somebody is a know-it-all, you just have to really, I think it also stems from how their personality outside of academic and general intellect is. Because a lot of people you can tell are know-it-alls are the people that are really mean for no reason. But not everybody's a know-it-all just because they know a lot of things. Maybe some stuff that you didn't know. That doesn't make them a know-it-all. Some people just generally want to know and learn. And that's something I've had to learn also because I've both been called a know-it-all and called people know-it-all, especially my freshman year, because my first year I was online and that was, I was in a really bad space mentally, and I had no motivation for school or life or anything, and I didn't care about learning, which is generally so devastating to me because I love learning now, but I think that I was just really, really fed up. And one of my closest friends, honestly, she's probably my best friend to this day, I could not stand her our freshman year because she was really curious and always wanted clarification and concise, perfect instruction and understanding of the things that she was doing. And if you were online at any point, you know, in most classes, you get on the Zoom call, they tell you what you have to do for the day, you get off the Zoom call. I wanted to go take a nap, personally. But my friend wanted to know all the nuance and details about assignments and about formulas and equations and work that we were doing, and I could not stand that because the longer we had to stay on the Zoom call, the less time I had to sleep. So I was always so upset. You know, she's such a know-it-all. She always has to know everything, and she probably thinks she's better than everyone, which is why she's asking all these questions and making our lives harder. Come to find out, that is probably the sweetest person I will ever meet, and she absolutely did not think like that at all. So I think we should just all, you know, take some time to get to know these know-it-alls. Unless they are absolutely insufferable people, then, you know, maybe don't do that. But wanting to know things is not the same as being a know-it-all, and there's also too heavy of a negative connotation with that phrase, I think. Anyway, that is the end of today's episode for Redefined. I'm Faith, and I will see you next week. Thank you for listening.